What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my beautiful wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Do you feel beautiful today?
Absolutely, sure.
So our daughter beautiful this weekend at the
pond?
Yes,
yes. She was gorgeous. Yes.
So
and her date was very handsome as well.
So how long does it take to get ready for a prom, Kathy?
Well, there were several appointments during the week, and then we had hair and makeup on Saturday, and of course it was supposed to rain, so the way she wanted her hair, we couldn't do it that way because we knew it wouldn't work out with the rain, so we had to improvise. But we had the lady Deanna that did a great job on her hair and makeup, and then Lexi did great with her nails and her pedicure earlier in the week. So we had quite a few things going on for the prom this weekend, last weekend.
Guys have it so much easier.
Yes.
So anyway, today I was thinking about it, springtime, and so people are getting their boats out, and what kind of things happen during the spring when you have to think about insurance-wise? And insurance, I've got to say, and the insurance makes everything not fun. It's not fun. We have to think about liability. We have to think about lawsuits or losses. The things that we do involve loss. That's why we exist, because somebody has lost something somewhere, and that's why we're here, to help the process along. We had a really good time last week. I took my son fishing with Jeremy Payne with us. He had a boat, and we went out. He's one of our agents in
our Blue Ridge office.
A lot of people know Jeremy, but he's also a angler, correct? I mean, he goes and fish tournaments, and so he's serious. I'm more like a amateur fisherman.
You're a casual fisherman.
Yes, but I'm not terrible. I mean, I've have fished. So we had a really good day catching a bunch of, I guess they were spots. I mean, they were just pretty good size ones too. We had probably 20 something fish, and Kathy wouldn't let me clean them. She said it's going to smell up the house, so we threw them back.
Well, no, that's not the case. We were getting ready for prom, and I had all these supposed to come up, people come over the house, and I didn't want to have after I had the house all together, I didn't want him to clean them and make a huge mess. So I was trying to avoid situations for myself that would provide more work for me to do than what I already had to do.
Okay, well, we'll go with that.
We did catch
some nice fish. And my son Max is 10 years old. We were on the boat, had a really good time, and I got my fishing license. Everything was good. So I was thinking about, this time of year, the things that are happening. People are starting to boat. People are coming back from Florida. What else is happening this time of year? Pools are being opened up. What kind of things we think about insurance-wise? A lot of people sometimes forget to insure their boat. It happens pretty regularly. And I don't really like talking about bad things, but the reality of our business is we exist because bad things happen a lot of times to very good people. And that's the reality of what we do as a business. We are kind of in the mediator between things that happen and the insurance carrier. So if somebody has a legal situation or a loss, we are the agency. Our role is to sell policies, recommend coverage, and then once a loss happens, we turn the loss over to the insurance carrier, and they have a claims department that handles the claim. So I was looking at, right here in our area, you'd be surprised. I heard about this claim, and I looked at the internet to see what was out there about it, because this one particular claim is called a pretty big ripple in the insurance industry, and it has to do with boating. And it didn't happen in Florida. It didn't happen in Michigan. It happened right here in Lake Rayburn, on Lake Burton. Oh, I shouldn't say Lake Rayburn. Rayburn County, Lake Burton, what I'm trying to say. So, Kathy, as bad as this is, go ahead and read what happened in this situation. It was a $200 million payout at the end of the day when this happened.
While boating during a family reunion on Lake Burton in Rayburn County, Georgia, a 7-year-old fell overboard and died when becoming entangled in the boat's propeller and drive shaft. The family filed a wrongful death lawsuit in 2016, and on August 28, 2021, the jury issued a $200 million verdict against the boat operator and the boat manufacturer.
let's take a close look at how this happened with this family reunion, which is so tragically wrong, whether the boating accidents are common in the Peach State.
Okay, so that was a really bad one. And not, you know, getting specifically in people's business or whatever, but you can read about this accident on the internet, but it was a $200 million payout. And it was, the manufacturer was held liable, but this just kind of showcases how you can be liable if you were to cause an accident while boating. But at the end of the day, it was a $200 million payout. And this was not a Fulton County jury. This was not a jury in New York. This was a jury in Rayburn County. Mm-hmm. $200 million settlement, I guess, or verdict against mm-hmm. the manufacturer of this boat. We actually have one of our agents just went this past week up to a boat manufacturer up in Tennessee. They're having trouble finding insurance to insure their boat. They manufacture boats, and we're looking at insuring it, and we're trying to find a way to do it. But this just showcases that, you know, right here in our area, you could have a big settlement for operating a boat. This is a tragedy. I think there's some more statistics in this article, Kathy, about how many boating fatalities there were in the past couple of years. Can you find that in the document there? How many fatalities were there? You don't see it. There were several in Georgia that this been recorded.
Oh,
you found it? Okay.
Yeah.
So how many were there just in the last couple of years on lakes?
It says boats are incredibly popular in Georgia and evidenced by the 330,000 registered boats in the state. Considering the number of boaters, boat accidents are relatively rare. They look like in 2016 there was 15 fatal accidents and 112 total accidents. 2017 was 12 fatalities and 102 total accidents. And then 2018 was 9 fatalities and 104 accidents. 2019 was 22 fatalities and 109 accidents. And then in 2020, it was 10 fatalities. So there's been, it's gradually different years have gone up tremendously.
So this is not a very uplifting show, is it?
No, it's not.
But I just wanted to talk about, you know, if you do have a boat, you have the responsibility of operating that boat. A lot of times you may have people out there drinking on the lake.
Yeah.
And people, for some reason, feel that it's okay to drink out there operating a boat. They may not do it in a car, but they would do it in a boat. So you've got to be safe on the water. And also think about, from an insurance standpoint, you need to make sure you've got liability on your boat. These boats are extremely fast. When we were on the lake last week, we were on this fishing boat, and we're basically going extremely fast. And there's that point in time where you really can't see what's in front of you till the boat planes out. But you have people out there skiing, you have people on jet skis. All this stuff needs to be.
You have people out there paddle boating, right?
Swimming. All this needs to be insured. I've had numerous times where I've gone, and we have a lot of people that live on the lake. We're talking about people that, you know, they have assets. They're affluent people. I can think of two times I've been out there and I've got numbers off of jet skis because they weren't insured. There was no insurance. And you need to make sure your jet ski has liability. Make sure your ski boat's got liability.
Even like your little boats, like your...
That's probably on your homeowner's policy automatically because it's less than so many feet. But you're talking about, you've got these big boats, jet skis, they need to be covered. So we do insure a lot of boats, correct, Kathy?
Yes, we do.
A lot more than we used to, I think.
Absolutely.
I think there is more traffic on the lake than there used to be.
Yeah, especially on the weekends.
we went, we were fishing last week, and there was just not much traffic out there. But on the weekends, I hear it does get more congested. So that's going to be a higher chance of having an accident with more people out there boating.
Right.
And people need to think about their safety and also, their liability. To make sure they have, you don't want to have something that's a fun time turned into a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And, we as an insurance agent, as an insurance company that we place you with, is there to protect you. And if somebody does cause an accident and you're found liable, then you'll be able to have, coverage to defend you and also pay a settlement if you do have a boat policy. But here again, a lot of people just forget to do it. So if you are thinking about boating or need to have a policy, we're here to help you. We do have lots of options when it comes to boats. Also, when you add it to your homeowner's policy, we can do that as well. So we are an independent agent, and we have a way to definitely provide coverage that you need for your boat. My name is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore. We're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services. We have 1 location that's located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot. They're at that little light there and next to the post office. We are located in the South State Bank Bank Building. We are not part of South State Bank, but we do have our location there in a separate wing of the bank. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. We also have our second location, which is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We are next to the hospital there on that red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're on 157 Highway 64 West. We are next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there, and we'd love to help you with your insurances as well as there. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also located on Highway 64 West. If you also go down the main drag there, past Arby's and the So Goods restaurant, we are right there next to that. Come by and see us there in Murphy. Then our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We are actually located next to United Community Bank. And then on the other side of us is Burger King. So come by and see us there as well. We'd like to help you with your insurance. You can check out all these podcasts. They're on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can like us on Facebook as well.
Okay. Kathy, you've got such a good voice for radio. I wish I had a good voice like you do.
Oh, well, thank you.
So Kathy's from Florida. So when you first moved here, I don't think Kathy could understand what I was saying sometimes. Is that right? Or some people around here.
Yes. So, a little bit.
So, some of the words were very different up here.
Mm-hmm.
Like rurt. You know what rurt means? Yeah. Like ruined.
Yeah.
So I'm rurt. So they used to have some fun with Kathy about using some of the local dialogue around here when you moved up here.
Yeah. So. The fire, it was a
fire.
It was a fire.
Yeah, so instead of a fire, you know, your house caught on fire.
Yeah.
Instead of a fire.
So yeah.
If they are far.
That was one of them, yes. Yeah. There were several different things that were a little bit different.
Well, I think a lot of the accents around here have diminished. It used to be, I think, maybe because people moved in the area and also, you know, you watch TV and whatnot. So, but I know I have an accent still, which is, I guess, part of who I am and how I grew up. But anyway, we're talking today about, you know, we're talking about boating. We're talking about, you know, you have liability operating a boat. How do we insure that? How do we insure a boat? So we can do it several ways. One way is to have a separate policy for your boat, or you can also potentially add your boat onto your homeowner's policy. So what were you going to say, Kathy?
So what information that we need to quote a boat, we need to have, first of all, some different dealerships where you buy boats will give you a receipt that will give you like the whole everything costs, you know, $16,000, $17,000, $30,000, whatever it is. We like to break it down between the hull and the motor as well as a trailer. So you've got different components that are involved in a boat policy. The hull itself, like the actual boat, sometimes is not as expensive. Sometimes we find that the motor is more expensive than even the whole entire boat. And then we also have your trailer to get it to and fro, which, of course, you pull it with your auto. Of course, we like to cover it for, you know, theft typically because, you know, someone could steal your trailer. So we want to look at that. But a lot of the times you get these receipts or a bill of sale that will have everything combined. And we like to break it down because, you know, we need to know exactly how much each item is worth. And then they have all these fish finders and all these other things that people will like customize or modify their boat. We need to make sure and have those either scheduled or make sure that the carrier that we're placing that with will know about what you have on the actual boat in case something were stolen. That's really important.
So I was fishing last week with Jeremy and my son Max, and Jeremy brought the fishing pole. He says, "Oh, this pole's $600 pole." I'm like, "Please do not break that pole, Max. $600 for just for a fishing pole." I mean, mm-hmm. it could, and he said the depth finders, and you know, you've got a lot of things on a boat that can also be insured as well. They are expensive. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a boat trailer, that's actually tagged for road use. Mm-hmm. So with it being tagged, that would be something you would add onto your auto policy, mm-hmm. not only for liability but also for you know, comp and collision, which is, you know, if it's damaged in an accident, then the boat is insured on a boat owner's policy, or also you could do it on your homeowner's policy. Some companies will even insure a jet ski on your homeowner's policy as well. But a lot of people forget to do it. They forget to insure their boats. They forget to insure their jet skis. And I was with one of my customers that I brought to his attention. He had like three or four jet skis out there. He has this house could be $2 or $3 million house on the lake, and he's got, didn't have a lick of insurance on my jet skis. He had nothing, and he was not worried about the jet ski because, you know, you can buy another jet ski, but he was worried about getting sued, and he just didn't think about it. And he went and bought a jet ski and started using it, paid cash for it, and never thought about what if I have an accident on the lake and I'm responsible, because that's who they're going to sue. Is going to be whoever owns the jet ski or who has the deep pockets. In this case here, this gentleman certainly did have that, and we were able to insure his jet skis. And also, we were able to put that under his umbrella policy as well, so he's got liability for that. What else do you think about, Kathy? You know, also, you might be renting a boat. That's something you need to think about as well, because a lot of people are renting boats now these days. In fact, one of our employees actually does that on the side. He's got a boat rental business down in Blue Ridge called Toons, and he is so busy with that he has all the boats rented. I mean, he's run out of boats to rent. So people are renting boats, and it's a very popular thing to do. What do you think?
Well, they always say with boats, it's best the time to when you – what the best time you have a boat is when you first buy it or when you sell it.
That's your two best days with
two
a boat.
Two best days. Yeah, that's what they always say.
Yeah. Kathy was a jet skier. Would you have a Kawasaki, was it?
ZXI, yeah, 1100. It was – It was pretty fast.
That thing threw me off the water. I went up there and tried to use it, and I did a sharp turn, and the jet ski went one way, and I went the other way. Next time, you guys dumped out in the water.
Right. It was when you can open it up, especially on the lake, you can open things up a lot better than the ocean.
Because you had it in the intercoastal down there.
Yeah, and there was current, so I never was able to open it up. So yeah. We were at Clearwater Beach, and we got off of it. We've been taking him around the whole day. He had not ever been on one. And we got it, we're swimming, and he sees this fin come up. And, of course, I knew it was a porpoise because I know how they look compared to a shark. And his eyes got so big, and then I got tickled. I couldn't even start laughing. I started laughing. And the more I laughed, the more upset he got because he knew it was a shark. And so he was trying to get me up on the jet ski. And then after that, the rest of the day, he wouldn't get back in the water. He was kind of freaked out about that, but it was a fun time.
Another thing associated with boats is a boat dock. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people have a very expensive boat dock, and
yes,
that's got to be insured as well. Mm-hmm. So we had one time that we got it covered, but you get 10% of that for other structures, which includes a boat dock on your homeowner's policy. And this gentleman had like a $300,000 house, and he had $30,000 on a boat dock, and we barely squeaked through and got it covered. I mean,
yeah,
I think
we can actually
around the bubble. So
yeah, we can actually raise the limit if we need to.
If you've got a $100,000 boat dock or whatever, I mean, some of these things get pretty sophisticated. You've got lifts, whatnot, and you can put a lot of money into a boat dock, especially these days, mm-hmm. and that needs to be insured as well. That's another thing people forget about insuring.
Right.
It happens real easily. People think about their insurance after a claim, not before a claim. And that's our job to make you up and think about what could happen before a claim.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why we're here. Okay, so we're Mark and Kathy Moore. We're an independent insurance agency. We're the agency that has more than one company for you. And we are
We're licensed in numerous states, so yes, we can help you with any type of insurance needs. Yes. In the Southeast, basically. Yeah. So
including boats and
including
jet skis.
Boats and jet skis, right, and autos.
So if you are thinking about boating or need to have a policy, we're here to help you. We do have lots of options when it comes to boats. Also, when you add it to your homeowner's policy, we can do that as well. So we are an independent agent, and we have a way to definitely provide covers that you need for your boat. We'll be back next week, Lord willing. And my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
In Hiawassee, you can find more insurance services on Main Street. Call 706-896-6172 for a fast and accurate quote.